In the year 2014,
as of
September 2014, the government of Ghana have been able to completely migrate all public sector workers onto the single fine salary scheme. Mr. Speaker, that is not the only thing that they were able to do. They have also been able to clear all the arrears of the single fine salary scheme. If you're able to pay all the arrears under the single fine salary scheme and migrate all these public sector workers, it's not a small achievement. On debt to GDP ratio, that we are always talking that Ghana's debt to GDP ratio is 60.8%. And some people even suggested that we are going back to HIPIC. If you are borrowing and you are using this money into the productive sector, that will continue to generate more resources in order to grow the economy. And therefore, if countries like Japan, which debt to GDP ratio is 237%, and we are not talking that Japan is going to HIPIC, how can we say that Ghana, with 60.8%, is going back to HIPIC?
You recall that the theme for the budget was, with your permission, I want to quote, rising to the challenges, realigning the budget to meet key national priorities. Mr. Speaker, specifically, the budget aimed to 1. Support macroeconomic stability, 4. Accelerated growth, and the third thing it sought to do was to reduce the public debt. These are three things that it sought to do. So the obvious question is, did it achieve these matters? Inflation has risen continuously from 10% in 2013 to 17% in October 2014. Interest rates are at a four-year high. Treasury bill rate, which stood at 12.5% in 2012, now stands at 25.5%. The fiscal deficit, which has been in double digits for 2 years in a row, is projected to be 10 billion cedis in 2014. The cedi has depreciated by 31% against the dollar, 29% against the pound, and 26% against the euro. With these economic indicators, can we say, honestly, that the 2014 budget supported macroeconomic stability?
As a country, we will have to work extra hard to mop up more revenue to finance our expenditure. What we need to achieve as a country is macroeconomic stability. Obviously, the stability will mean that businesses will flourish. Interest rate is going to come down. Obviously, inflation is going to come down. Mr. Speaker, let us all understand that as a country, we will have to do everything possible to mobilize internally generated funds. It is now time for all of us as a country to pay our dues, to stabilize this country, to move this country forward. Mr. Speaker, this budget aims at ensuring that there is sound macroeconomic stability. The budget that we are debating today was presented against the background of a deteriorating economy. The fundamentals were very weak. When in 2014 there was a sharp deterioration of the exchange rate, the cedi deteriorated not less than 31% against the dollar. Rising corruption, the business community have complained that there's rising cost of doing business in Ghana, particularly over the last 1 or 2 years.